So today is Mother's Day. All of us are here as sons and daughters. We all had mothers. We honor and celebrate those women who gave birth to their first child this year or your fourth. We celebrate those who are struggling to raise your kids through pressures of life. We celebrate the empty nesters. We celebrate those who do not have children but help us raise ours. We celebrate those who feel disappointment every day because of the life decisions that your kids are making. We celebrate the stepmoms who are trying to figure it out as you walk that complex path. We celebrate those who, for whatever reason, placed your child up for adoption. We commend your selfless heart. We honor those women who have stepped up to walk the adoption journey. Thank God you were there. We celebrate those who have held the hand of your mom and told her goodbye as she was leaving this earth. So turn to your neighbor and say, Happy Mom's Day. Once upon a time, there was a time when humans were completely beautiful inside and out. Once upon a time. But that was before the curse fell on the home and the heart of Adam. Here's how it all began. Genesis 1, verses 26 through 28. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful, multiply, subdue, and have dominion. It's a pretty good gig that God set up for us. But we quickly derailed from that assignment. Genesis 3, verses 1 through 7. The snake was the most clever of all the wild animals. The snake spoke to the woman and said, woman, did God really tell you that you must not eat from any tree in the garden? He started then perverting what God says to you. The woman answered the snake, no, we can eat fruit from the trees in the garden. There's just one that God told us you must not eat fruit from that tree. And it's the one that's in the middle of the garden. You must not even touch that tree or you will die. But the snake said to the woman, you will not die. God knows that if you eat the fruit from that tree, you'll learn about good and evil. And then you'll be like God. The woman could see that the tree was beautiful and the fruit looked so good to eat. She also liked the idea that it would make her wise. So she took some of the fruit from that tree and she ate it. Her husband was there with her. She gave him some of the fruit. He ate it. Then it was as if their eyes opened and they saw things differently. Has anything ever looked good? And you did it. You jumped in with both feet. Then all of a sudden your eyes were open. And you wish to God, man, I wish I had not jumped into this mess. Yeah, you look real cute. See, this thing called beauty can be defined as graceful, ornamental, excellent quality, brilliant. You can be described as you have a beautiful soul, you have a beautiful smile. Someone may have told you you're like a gorgeous angel that's been dropped out of the sky. Women are the target, the center of the target of this $445 billion beauty industry. If you don't think so, go to your local mall and compare the women's department to the men's department. Just go try to buy a pair of underwear, a pair of pantyhose, some moisturizer. You need a college education to figure out what's going to make your eyes less puffy. Is it the $85 stuff or the $235 pot? And it's made by the same back-end company. They just selling you from one counter to the next. But here's the thing about beauty. There's different standards. You could be considered a raving beauty in one country, and in another country, that's not attractive. So the war is on. Let's talk about Beauty and the Beast for just a moment. If you're not familiar with this, most of you probably are. But the young man in Beauty and the Beast was very handsome, but he was ugly on the inside because he was selfish. See, outside appearances can often be deceiving. Belle, who is the beauty, is beautiful inside and outside, and she chose to love the Beast. The Beast had to make the choice to learn to love, and when the Beast chose to learn to love, he became a different man. Now, we find in Scripture examples of where the Beast many times raised his ugly head. I don't have time to hit all of those stories, but there was a moment in time when King Saul tried to put a spear in young David. Shechem raped Dinah, and Dinah's brothers, who were the sons of Jacob, murdered Shechem and his friends. Lot sold out to Sodom, and his daughters took what they had learned from him, got their dad drunk, and had sex with him. Herod killed all the babies in Bethlehem, and the list goes on and on. Jesus was pure and committed no sin, but the Beast that rose up in the people caused them to spit on him and to torture him beyond belief and hang him on a cross. The Beast inside of people put the spear in his side. But here's what I want to tell you on this day. There's some beast in all of us. Ever since Adam and Eve made the choice in Genesis chapter 3 to disobey God, all of us humans have been acting a little different since that day. We have a little ugly side. We have a beastly side. There are moments of anger and self-centeredness. See, Romans 7:15 says, I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. You see, we do things that we know we shouldn't do and then wonder why we do them. You know, we can love people, but there are some days. See, the beast may show up when someone cuts you off in traffic. Or the beast may show up when the ref makes the bad call according to what you just saw. Or the beast will show up when Judas starts acting out in your life. See, Hebrews 12:14 says we're to work at living in peace with everyone and work at living a holy life. Oh, here's some tough words. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord. Wow. Happy Mother's Day to us. Have you ever... You know, maybe you say, well, I am not like those people who spat on Jesus. Well, if you've had a younger brother or sister, and notice I say younger because ain't no younger one's got the gall to spit on the older one, because you wouldn't be sitting up in here today if you did. If I'm your older sister, we're going down. You probably spat on somebody in your childhood, but hopefully as adults, we don't spit on each other. We just talk about each other. Have you ever tried to make somebody look bad so you could look good? Have you ever blasted your lights on the car in front of you because they cut in front of you at night? Or maybe that car that meets you on the road, they don't turn their dim lights on, so you just blast your lights right back up in their face. Have you ever said, I don't know what got into me? the beast called sin got into you. See, we're guilty of thinking we're okay. But let me give you a revelation on this Mother's Day. Even a pig can look at all the other pigs in the pen and say, I'm clean as y'all are. Woo, that was tough, wasn't it? See, the standard is not what other pigs are doing, but what his word says about how we are supposed to live. So you can compare yourself to a pig, baby, and feel real good about who you are. Because there's always a dumber pig than you around. There's always somebody piggier than you, hopefully, unless you're the worst of the pigs. But we're guilty of finding a piggier person and feeling better about ourselves. But the standard is his word. That's where it gets tough. See, Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 10 says, but Christ proved God's passionate love for us by dying in our place while we were still piggy and ungodly. And there is still so much more to say of his unfailing love for us. For through the blood of Jesus, we have heard the powerful declaration, you are now righteous in my sight. So if while we were still enemies, God fully reconciled us to himself through the death of his son, then something greater than friendship is ours. Now we are at peace with God, and because we share in his resurrection life, how much more should we be rescued from sin's dominion? How do we say, you are my Lord and my Savior, and we keep acting piggy? And keep letting that beast rise up within us. See, in the story of the Beauty and the Beast, in the end, the beautiful Belle kisses the beast. And the beauty that was inside of the beast was allowed to get out. So I came by here to tell you, MetroTab, Jesus became the sacrifice so this beast could become the beauty. That's what he did for you. See, we can't change where we've been, but you can change where you're going. The truth is, we all need a truckload full of grace in our lives. Grace that buries our fears and when our faith isn't enough. So you can't change where you've been, but you can change where you're going. And many of you have been through so much, you're just merely existing. Many feel you've already missed your chance. Many feel so entrenched in the cares of life, there seems to be no way out. For the woman who is mourning the loss of a pregnancy that nobody else knew about. For the woman who was fired for her fourth tardy because she'd been awake for a straight week with a sick child. For the single mom who doesn't know how the utilities are going to stay on this month. For the woman who has gone through two IVFs and has tried for 5 years to get pregnant but still shows up at every baby shower for her friends. For the woman whose husband makes an extra stop to see the other woman after work every evening. For the woman who still hasn't forgiven herself for the abortion that she had 20 years ago. For the woman who has a line of judging eyes looking at her and her children as she slides her EBT card at the grocery store. For the woman that opens the door to the news of her husband being killed overseas 3 weeks before he was to return home. For the woman that lives with a quiet anxiety because nobody understands what you could possibly be stressed about. For the woman that gives to her family all day, every day, and just needs a break. For the woman that smiles at people all day long in public but weeps silently every night. For the woman that heard the rumor about herself at church today. For the woman sleeping next to a stranger every night. For the woman that endures one broken relationship after another because there was no father around to teach you what love looks like. For every woman that cries in the shower so that nobody else can see. Because if you aren't strong, nobody else is. Just because the water washes your tears doesn't mean you don't cry. I want to say to you today, I am you. I see you, I am with you, and I cry with you. You are here by divine appointment. This is your time. This is your moment. God has been waiting on you. See, I'm declaring over your life today, girlfriend, no more fear of failure. No more fear of rejection. No more restrictions. No more depression. No more feeling dirty from your past. I found a nugget of scripture I want to leave with you in Romans 8, verses 1 through 2. With the arrival of Jesus the Messiah, that fateful dilemma in your life is resolved. Those who enter into Christ being here for us, and He is here for us, no longer have to live under a continuous, low-lying, black cloud of depression. That just sets somebody free right there. A new power is in operation. The spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fated lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. I don't know if you've ever read it quite like that until today. I want us to personalize that and read it out loud, men and women. With the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, my faithful dilemma is resolved. I have entered into Christ being here for me, so I no longer have to live under a continuous, low-lying, black cloud. A new power is in operation in my life. The spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared my air, freeing me from a fateful lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. That just broke every assignment over your life. Every assignment just had to bow its knee. I want every lady to stand with me. You may see shattered. He sees whole. You may see broken. He sees beautiful. You may see only dead things right now. Dead hopes, dead dreams, dead faith, dead possibilities. He sees you. He sees your life filled with joy and destiny. Gentlemen, would you please join us and stand all over this room? Here is my gift to you, Metro Tab. Turn to your neighbor, look them straight in the face, and say, you are clean.
That you can be worthy, oh. It's beating inside my chest. Oh, I'm coming alive with joy and destiny. There's nothing too dirty that you can make worthy. You wash me in mercy, and I am clean. There's nothing too dirty that you
in the blood of your sacrifice. Your blood flowed red and made me white. My dirty rags are purified. I am clean, finally clean. Oh, I've been washed in the blood of your sacrifice. Your blood flowed
Father, we lift our homes and our hearts and everything that's near and dear to us in this moment in time. We lift it to you. Your blood has covered us. Your blood has cleansed us. And whatever it is that's causing us to lose sleep at night, to wring our hands in despair, and that's causing our faith to falter, we lift it to you now. And we say, make it clean. Make it clear. Speak to our hearts. Speak in our homes. Speak over our children. Speak over our relationships. We lift our lives to you. Just symbolically lift your hands in his presence now all over this room. And lift that heaviness to him. Lift that thing to him. Lift it to him in his presence now. Father, thank you for lifting the burdens that we were never meant to carry. There's a shifting in our favor. There's a shifting in our direction because we're praising you and we're lifting you. And we give you honor and we give you praise. And we give you this thing called me. We give you me. Does it seem like a whole lot sometimes, God? But we just give you me. You created me. I've messed up some with me. But I just give you me. And I place me in your hands. And I give you honor and I give you praise. In the majestic name of Jesus. On this day that we celebrate our mothers, ladies, please don't ever forget, there's a lot of agenda in the earth realm where women are concerned. Because the enemy knows that you were placed in this earth to birth and to carry out vision. So he goes after you. I've told you for years in this house, the female is the thermostat in the home. I didn't say the thermometer. The thermometer checks the temperature. The thermostat adjusts it. We can make it really hot or really cold, all in the same 30 minutes. Don't punch her, sir. Don't look at her, sir. But I want to remind you, ladies, you are daughters, you are sisters, you are women created in the image of God that gives not just life, but abundant life. We are caregivers, we're teachers, we're prophets, we're preachers, and we're leaders. We are women who fight and struggle and pray and believe. We're women who have faith and who have hope, and we have the courage to fight off any beast that comes to overtake our families. You may think you married a woman who is kind and meek and quiet and beige, but you cross her, you come after one of hers, you'll see a beast you ain't been able to deal with in a minute. So I just came in here on Mother's Day to once again warn the kingdom of darkness. You don't want to mess with us. So I say to you, to all of you males and all of you females who have a mama at some level in your life, happy Mother's Day. Don't sweat the small stuff. Take time to breathe. There's one thing in life that's not overrated. That's breathing. And even if this afternoon, if it gets a little tense where you got to go, just breathe, baby. It'll be okay. I told him on a live Facebook yesterday, it's just a moment. It's just a day. Don't freak out. If your kids have lost their minds, mama, go buy your own lunch. Buy your own flowers. Go shop all day. Go get you a blanket and lay out under the blue sky, because there's some mama who's got so much noise, she's about to lose her mind. So whatever it looks like, see, this era of social media makes it look like everybody's life is perfect. That is a lie from the pits of hell. They only post what they want you to think about them. But when you pull the curtains back, in every home, there's frustration. There's love that's been abused. There's covenant that's been broken. So no matter how crazy it's been to this point, from now forward, it can look different. Maybe your mama was out of order. If she was, I'm sorry. Because it makes it hard for messed up kids to get it right. But that scripture I just gave you in Romans just got it right for you. There's some kids who are out of order. There are some marriages that are out of order. There's some relationships out of order. Do all that you can. And when you've done all you can, stand. And it's okay to do what you need to do to be sane, baby. It's okay. You don't have to be perfect. Ain't none of us are. So if you need to not answer a phone call today, that's okay. you need to not post on Facebook today, that's okay. And if you don't get a phone call today, that's okay. You need to go to the nearest mirror and look yourself straight in the face and say, baby, you got this, and God thinks you're amazing, and I'm about to celebrate you all day long. Find you a horn in your life and toot it, because you've done something right. You've survived to this moment. You've done something right. So whatever you screwed up, unscrew it and go forward and do better. I love you guys. I love doing life with you. Happy Mother's Day. Behave yourselves and be nice today.